producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceutical.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey, Ty, I just posted a cool little video of pulling carrots, and I thought that was nifty. And then I just saw your son, Bryce, posted a video of a trick shot with a bat. I don't know how he did it, over his head, into the basket. Oh, my God. Your kid, he's such an athlete. Anything he does, he's going to succeed at.
Yeah, he really is an athlete. He yelled at me from upstairs. He goes, Daddy, I just made a trick shot. And I was thinking, okay, let's see what it is. Like, it wasn't going to be that impressive. And he showed me that. And I was like, man, he threw it a good 20 feet. Back over his back without looking, swished it, and then the funny thing to me about the video is that how surprised he looks. He's like, oh my goodness, I made it.
Yes, and through, like, there's a fan going on overhead, and it's like he counted for everything. It's just like crazy stuff that happens. Yeah. But anyway, that was fun.
I told him that Dude Perfect better watch out.
Yeah, exactly. Look out for that. Anyway, hey, thanks for calling up yesterday in the special edition. Hillbilly Hank was hilarious.
Oh yeah, Hillbilly Hank had a good time. Thanks to Super Don, he had texted me or Skyped me a little bit earlier and said, "Hey, come on tonight for the old man's birthday party." So
yes, the old man.
I was literally sitting listening to you guys about to go on the air, and I was just going to be me, and I thought, no, I'm going to be Hillbilly Hank. And as you could tell by my accent as Hillbilly Hank, it didn't really sound too much different than me.
it's very funny how. Some voices are hard to disguise, and there's a Ty Bollinger voice that everybody knows, or everybody should know around the world, because of the truth about cancer, and now even more what's coming next with the truth about detoxification.
Yeah, truth about detox is next. Got a lot more truth about vaccines coming up later, probably end of this year, first of next year. And, boy, you know what? We've got a live conference that's going to be in October. So truth about cancer has got... And we're relaunching the Global Quest in April, so it's going to be a busy year.
Oh, my gosh. Now, last week...
You and I are speaking, right? CalJam and Total Health.
By the way, on CalJam, it's you and I. You're warming up the crowd for me, my friend, on Saturday afternoon out there at CalJam. I'm so honored to be following you. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, you're right after me?
Yeah, so we got a 1-2 punch in the afternoon after lunch. Hopefully they're not asleep, but they're going to play in enough rock music. Everybody will be jamming.
That's awesome. And you know what? I'm not even going to say it on the air. I got a couple of funny ideas that's going to happen since we're there together. But
okay,
anyway.
Cool. We'll talk about it some more. Now, last week, you kind of threw down the gauntlet, and you said I had to have my stuff in by Friday for Unlock the Power to Heal. I delivered, just so you know.
Yes.
I just want to, just so everybody thinks. He didn't come through. I did.
You did. You came through, and that's high on the agenda by the end of this week to get it back in, get it edited, and we got to get it off to get printed. So that we can get those books out to CalJam before we, 3.5 weeks?
Yeah, it's coming up fast. And then, of course, up to Toronto for the Canadian event, the health event there. So we've got some really cool stuff this year, TMB. I'm just excited as all get out.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's always good to help spread the truth.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And feel good about it, too. Now, feeling good about natural cures and remedies for cancer. But before we get there... Very interesting story. Headline reads, "Don't kill cancer, learn to live with it," say scientists. Now, my first thought was like, okay, they want to treat cancer more like a chronic disease. Maybe this is something that's a trend that could be more positive, that it's not a death sentence. But what this really amounts to, and correct me if I'm wrong, is my reading of this, is that we finally admit that chemotherapy is so deadly it kills cancer patients. Maybe if we lower the dose and just give it to them forever, they'll live longer.
Well, that is kind of the slant. Now, you're right. It's not a bad thing to you know, learn to live with cancer, because cancer is a normal occurrence. And so if we learn to manage it, we can still live long lives. It doesn't have to affect our lives if we're managing it. Because everyone's got cancer to an extent. We've all got cancerous cells. But those of us that aren't being diagnosed with some kind of a terminal cancer, we're the ones that are handling it better, right? We're the ones that are managing it better, because we all have cancer cells. Those people that get in an immune compromised position, they're the ones that are in a dangerous position, and they could lose their life to cancer, when in reality, most of them, by the time they get to that point with the modern medical mafia, they may lose their life to the treatment, because we know that the chemotherapy can kill you faster than the cancer will. So basically, it's a good premise, but then the way that they get to fulfill that premise is by chemotherapy from here on out, low doses, which now you go back to the question, you know, who is providing the money for this, and where is the money going to? And we can see that the money is going to be going to the big pharma that manufactures the drugs.
Right. Well, if you admit that what you do kills patients very quickly in many cases, and you say, well, we're retooling it, and now we're going to give it to you a little bit at a time, but you're going to be getting it all the time. Now,
right.
What is the quality of life under chemo at low dose? Probably not as severe vomiting, not as severe of hair loss, etc. But remember that these chemos are cytotoxic. They're toxic to all cells, not just cancer cells. And so if you can imagine, hey, let me have a little bit of extra helping of glyphosate from Monsanto every day. I'm not getting enough on my pesticide-laden foods. And you might not die instantly, but you're actually precipitating other diseases by poisoning the body slowly over time.
Yeah, and, you know, the reality is there are some treatments like IPTLD, which I would think is a pretty good treatment, and it does use chemo, but it's insulin-potentiated targeted low-dose chemo. And so you use insulin as a biologic response modifier, and you get the chemo selectively into the cancer cells. It doesn't affect your normal cells like the way that typical chemo does because of the insulin. That's still okay. I wouldn't call it a natural treatment, but it's a more of a targeted therapy. Whereas even low-dose chemo without the insulin as a potentiator and as something that can help the cancer be targeted, then it's still bad.
Right. And of course, the utilization, for instance, of minerals like selenium and otherwise to protect the healthy cells must be an integral part if you're doing a low-dose, as you say, insulin-potentiated form, which is still chemo. And I think those doctors that are doing that probably are much more aware of the fact that antioxidant therapy is critical for saving the health and vitality and life of the cells that aren't cancerous.
They are. As a matter of fact, you know, I know several doctors across the states that are using IPTLD, you know, Dr. James Forsyth in Reno, Dr. Kotsanis in Dallas. There's several doctors that I know that are using IPTLD, Dr. Brad Weeks up in Seattle area. They are all on board with the high antioxidants, high nutritious, keep the immune system up while you're going through this chemo. It's not what you would typically get from your medical doctor or oncologist who says, hey, look, take the chemo, but be sure that you don't eat any carrots or any fruit while you're on the chemo, because we'd hate for that to interfere with the chemo. Go ahead and eat your ice cream and your, you know, Twix, but don't eat the carrots and don't juice. That's insane.
Feed the cancer and don't protect your healthy cells. It's brilliant, right? Now, there's an interesting website. It's called MyKidCuresCancer.com. There's an article there. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. Ryan Sternagle, we've talked to before. Bee propolis is venomous to cancer cells. I love that headline. Bee propolis, which is a super food and an immune enhancer and such, but it's venomous, like bee venom, to cancer cells. This is really cool.
Well, you know, it is. There's a whole section in my book about bee products, and you know, whether it's honey or whether it's propolis, and there's two or three other
royal jelly.
Yeah, royal jelly and one other. I can't even think of all of them. But they all fight cancer in different ways. It's interesting that when I first saw this article, I just kind of skimmed over the title, and I thought it said bee venom kills cancer cells. And so I was going, okay, cool. We've heard of snake venom. We've heard of scorpion venom. Well, not bee venom too, but it's actually just the propolis they're saying is venomous to cancer cells. So I like the title, and it is true. The propolis, just raw honey, believe it or not, from bees, not pasteurized, not chemically treated, nothing to it, just raw honey, is, except for vitamin K, I believe, contains every everything that we need to sustain life. It contains all the vitamins and minerals and all the nutrients that we need.
It's amazing.
Live on raw honey. It's a complete superfood.
Exactly. So it's another option for folks. And as I said, for so many times, so many years now, with Ty Bollinger and what you did with Cancer Step Outside the Box, extending into the Truth About Cancer series, a global quest, there is no excuse anymore for people to be ignorant of options. And, you know, that's what we've always been about, knowing the options that you have. It's not for us to force you into one path or another, but to let you know all of them so that you can make fully informed decisions that are not corrupted or suppressed or forced in a direction that could inadvertently, because we're not saying that the doctors are evil and then they mean to kill you. They're trained in a certain way. The fact of the matter is they might do that and they might be nice about it, but that doesn't mean you want to go down that road.
No, the bottom line is that we're all about freedom to choose. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're sick, if you're healthy, if you're semi, whatever, it's the freedom just to choose what you want to do to regain your health or to get healthy, to begin with, or to stay healthy. That's all we're about, really. It's not about forcing anything on anyone. You know, I remember after in October, Robert, when we aired Global Quest, I could not believe the comments of people said, "You're trying to cram your treatment, your natural treatment protocols down our throats." Mm-hmm. No, we're really not. That's not the goal with Truth About Cancer at all. Our goal is just to share the truth that there are other ways to treat cancer. We've heard about the radiation, chemo, and the surgery. Everybody knows that's your options on that side. We just want to give them the other options on the other side of the table and let people make up their own mind. And no matter what they choose, it's going to be a better choice because now they're better educated, better informed.
Better informed. Yeah, and this article, by the way, that we linked to about the bee propolis, very interesting. I mean, one of the things I'm just looking at now, this Bioorganic and Medical Chemistry, which is a journal, found that in a nutritionally starved condition, obviously you're not feeding the cancer cells, they said 100% of pancreatic cancer cells were killed by Brazilian red propolis. And they have it linked up. I mean, these are stunning results that anybody should go, wait a second, wow, that's huge.
Yeah, that is. That's amazing. That could be something that I might be even adding to my lectures just to kind of wake people up. They'll say, what? Propolis kills pancreatic cancer cells? Yeah, so this is good. I'm glad that we can review this. And the interesting thing about it at the bottom of the article, or maybe midway through the article, it says it works epigenetically.
Yep,
that's
nice.
The amazing thing, right? Epigenetics.
Yep. Causing the manifestation of healthy new genes, if you will.
Yep.
All right, folks, we are not victims here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, nor during Outside the Box times when we get together with Ty Bollinger, TMB. Links are up to the Truth About Cancer. Big banner. You'll see it at robertscottbell.com. Back after this with a cannabis update related to the former Attorney General of the United States. What is he saying now that he didn't say then?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes. Please say thank you to our wonderful sponsors making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, including our friends at Carnivora, carnivora.com. Good old Richard Ostro supporting a lot of folks to get well from a lot of things. And Reggie and the gang from Better Way Health and the Beta 1 3D glucan we love so much that modulates all of our immune systems for the better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Carnivora, Beta 1 3D glucan, two of the best, right? Two of the best. Hey, listen, I got it over the break. My buddy Mark in Dallas contacted me. He says, I prefer the term B-glue to propolis. So, yeah, it's technically, that is the medical term for it. It's
B-glue. Right.
You can also call it gunk.
That's no horse hooves needed in the making of bee glue.
I mean, and actually what propolis is, if you don't know what it is, it's kind of round, brown, red, like resin that the bees make. Okay, so it's kind of like is gunk or glue or whatever you would want to call it. It's not necessarily something that you would want to chow down on like you would raw honey.
But it is awesome stuff in terms of what it does for the health and what it does to cancer cells. It's
absolutely
really awesome. Hey, speaking of something that doing something to something, particularly cancer cells, we wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. We've got some updates in the next edition on it as well. It's time for the Cannabis Update.
Pass the tootsie on the left-hand side. Pass the tootsie on the left-hand side. It's time for fun.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Well, when pressed, former Attorney General Eric Holder, the head of the highest law office in the land, the Attorney General, when he was pressed on cannabis, hey, why don't you reschedule marijuana? Oh, no, well, we can't do that. I think we're happy the way it is right now. You can talk to Congress, right? Now that he's not Attorney General, he says, I certainly think it ought to be rescheduled. you know, we treat marijuana in the same way we treat heroin now, and that is clearly not appropriate. What is wrong with this guy? Why, he could have rescheduled it without Congress, because it stops there in the executive branch. This is nonsense, and now he somehow goes, oh, yeah, we ought to reschedule it now that he's not in office.
Well, I mean, the reason is because when he's in office, he had no cojones. That's the way he feels. Apparently, that's probably the way he felt then, too. But it wasn't PC to come out and say that if you're the Attorney General. So he didn't. You know, now, back to the honesty of Donald Trump, you put him in that position, he'll tell you the way that he really feels. Whether you like it or not, that's just the way he's going to be. He's going to let you know straight. And the problem we have with so many politicians today is they're going to do what's politically correct. And not necessarily ethically or morally correct, just what is expected. And what's expected by someone in that position is to say that marijuana is just as bad as the heroin and cocaine and other Schedule I drugs, when in reality it's not. And in reality, by definition, it cannot be classified as a Schedule I drug, because the definition is the Schedule I's have no medicinal benefits. So I guess we have to ignore the 1,000-plus medicinal benefits of hemp in order for it to be a Schedule I. It's just a fraud that it's listed along with cocaine and heroin.
Well, and this is the disgust with these lying politicians. And, you know, Holder was attorney general, but he was a politician, too. He played the game. And, you know, Obama toked some weed in his time and day, probably still does. And yet they still have not changed it. Now, I've argued that it's bigger than just the United States Incorporated, the executive branch, which could change it. But they're bound by international treaties, however unconstitutional they are, to keep the proliferation of cannabis from happening, even though 23 states and the District of Columbia have told them to pound sand, we're doing whatever we want with it on the states and for the people. And the feds have figured, well, we really don't have the enforcement ability to go into those states and change it. And that's the hint that more of these states have to take to push back, not only on the feds on the issue of cannabis, but as I said last hour, pushing back on the reach of the FDA to prohibit the people of your state the right to try anything they need or want to save their lives, whether it's approved by government or not.
Yeah, and that really is sad that we don't have that right to try whatever we need. You know, it was evidenced in the Global Quest, as we did interviews with several doctors that literally were taken to tears when they talked about children that they had lost because they didn't have access to a certain treatment that's known to work, but they didn't have the right to try it in that state. And the kid died. And so it's unfortunate that people, it's not a political issue at all. It's a human rights issue, and people are dying because they don't have the right to try these amazing medicines that might have been made legal by a corrupt criminal post up.
You're right. It's a human right. It's a spiritual birthright. And for those of you who support the government criminalizing a plant that God created, man, wake up. Wake up and see that you're part of the problem. You have autonomy. You've been given free will. Start using it and stop the police state from criminalizing healing. More with Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Whoa, pharmaceutical giant J&J, Johnson & Johnson in a world of hurt. Although for them, they're so big, $72 million as a verdict in a case against them is probably not going to hurt them. But a Birmingham woman's family, $72 million for cancer death linked to talcum powder. Ty, have you covered stories about talcum powder's relationship to ovarian cancer?
You know, we didn't, but that's something that I think we should add here in the future. It is mm-hmm. amazing that they've awarded the $72 million as a judgment. And the reality is that Johnson & Johnson knew back in early 70s that the particles in the talcum powder had been linked to ovarian cancer in females, and then also to lung cancer as well. They've linked talcum powder to lung cancer. And so they knew 35 years ago that that was the case, but they still, 45 years ago, where's my math gone? 45 years ago that that was the case, but they still didn't warn anyone about it, and neither did the FDA. And the FDA knew as well that there had been studies, a lot of studies, not just one isolated study. But the first one was actually, it was a study by Dr. Hiddick Smith, I think is his name, that was one of the scientists for Johnson & Johnson at that time. I think he was the medical director. In 1971, he said, hey, it's causing ovarian cancer, causing lung cancer. And they did nothing about it, didn't warn the people. But, you know, what are we surprised? I mean, look at the other big companies that are dripping fluoride in the water, and that are, you know, and that's not the only thing that we've seen. We've seen companies like Bayer that back in the 80s, they allowed drugs to go out that were laced with what they called was the HIV virus or the AIDS virus. I don't know what it was, but it was definitely contaminated, and they knew about it, and they let it go out. So it's not surprising that this has happened, but it's sad because think of the people that may have ovarian or lung cancer today using a product that was known to cause cancer 45 years ago, but we were never told about it.
Yeah, there was testimony that said there could be 45,000 linked cases of ovarian cancer to the use of talc. Of course, there's a feminine product. If you utilize it there, it finds its way up and it impacts the ovaries. As you mentioned, you kind of pound that anywhere and in the dust in the air, right? And at that point, you can breathe it in into the lungs. And it's interesting, there's another link about this talc industry as it relates to table salt, interestingly enough. That they say, let's see, contrary to popular belief, table salt is not just sodium chloride. It also contains additives that are designed to make it more free-flowing. Ferrocyanide, talc, and silica aluminate are commonly included. Of course, we know what aluminum intake relates to.
Sure.
The neurological degradation, especially when selenium isn't there to balance it out. Aluminum bioaccumulates, of course, further degradation. But talc is known here, even in this article, as a carcinogen, which is what we were just referencing. Though its effects upon ingestion have not been heavily studied, we're talking about routes of administration vaginally for women or through the lungs by inhalation. The majority of products now have switched away from talc. I think there's a lot of cornstarch or other things because of the risk. But Johnson & Johnson evidently elected not to. And the FDA has a special provision even to allow talc in table salt, even though it's prohibited in all other foods due to toxicity.
You know, it's interesting. I wonder if there's a breast cancer link as well because, you know, I remember my grandparents. That's what they used for deodorant. And so while, you know, it may not be as harmful for a man to use it because he hadn't just shaved his underarm, you know, unless he's a competitive bodybuilder. Then for women, though, that have just shaved their underarms and used talc, I wonder if there's a link to breast cancer as well, because I think the issue is that it's easier to be absorbed that way.
Sure,
you know,
yeah. That.
So, yeah, that's interesting. So it's not just talcum powder. It's a lot of these toxic additives. It almost sounded like a powdered form of a vaccine. You add some water or oil to it, and you got a vaccination.
Yeah, there's talc used in chewing gum. Talc is used in olive oil production. So I had no idea all of these uses for talc. So this is really a problem that, you know, among many people start droning out and going, "Bye, you guys think everything causes cancer." No, we're just reporting on the things that are known and suspected. And we would rather have your eyes open so that you can make, again, just like we said before, informed decisions about what you decide to put on or in your body. And I think that, you know, we're obligated to take care of our perceive what we have been given, this gift of life, as a special, special gift, and it's like a temple that we don't want to desecrate with poison when we know it is poison.
Well, it is poison, okay? This talcum, if it weren't poison, the jury would not have awarded $72 million for the family. They had to have pretty stinking good evidence that there's a link between the cancer that the lady died of. I can't remember her name. Jackie Fox. Jackie Fox died of ovarian cancer, and there had to have been a strong enough link for them to award $72 million to the family. They wouldn't have done that lightly, I guarantee it.
Yeah, it is absolutely huge. So another angle here. Now, there are, as I said, there are powder-type products that are available. Unfortunately, I've got to perceive that the talcum powder, people are switching to cornstarch, that probably most of it's GMO corn as well, so that could be problematic.
GMO corn is definitely problematic. You wonder what the difference would be, the effect would be different on your body if you were to absorb GMO corn starch or some form of corn that way through your skin, as opposed to eating, you know, massive amounts of GMO corn in your diet. I don't know what the difference would be.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Fascinating, though, to consider this as another angle here. And again, we like to walk through life with our eyes open, unless you know, our wives are holding our hands and navigating the way, then we can close our eyes. Usually they don't knock us into things. So
unless they want a good laugh.
Yeah, of course. And that could happen. We tend to be the butt of jokes occasionally.
As clumsy as I am, it doesn't take much.
Sometimes by our own doing, perhaps more often than not. Now, one of the things that can contribute to clumsiness, and I think this is a clumsy study, if you will, this is out of Calgary in Alberta in Canada. We're going to be up in Toronto.
Robert, that's Calgary.
Calgary? I didn't know that. Okay, well, we'll get confirmation from Calgarians if they come to Toronto and see us at the Total Health Show with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. We'll all be together, and that is in April, I believe, 8th through 10th. A big show up there. And they're saying in Calgary they remove the fluoride from the water, but which is great overall, but somebody decided to do a study and claim that the rates of tooth decay among second grade students went up after they removed the fluoride from the drinking water.
Okay, I haven't seen the study, but is that what the study actually said? Or is that's what they say the study said?
That's what they say the study says. And you know, I have problems with this because, you know, if it's very easy to select as far as the population in terms to manifest what you want to have happen.
Right.
We do recognize and I do acknowledge that fluoride topically can kill the bacteria that are linked to decay, but ingestion of that fluoride has never been approved. That's the mass drugging of the entire population. And since we have other ways to address these so-called bacteria without resorting to a toxic waste product of phosphate and aluminum mining, shouldn't we be looking there? But no, this group is defending the use of fluoride.
Well, I just did an interview last week with Mike Adams outside of Austin, and one of the things that he told me was that, and this is something that he said many times before, is that fluoride, you know, mass medicating with fluoride violates everything about medical privacy, about medical ethics, about the informed consent. You cannot, it's against the law in the United States to medicate someone without a prescription. This is the mass medication, the mass drugging of our entire population without a prescription. It violates the United States laws that are specifically targeted towards something like this. This is not gray area. It is illegal to mass medicate someone without their knowledge and without a prescription.
Yeah, but these people don't care about that. They only care that we continue to get municipal systems to buy millions of dollars of this waste product, this toxic waste that causes cancer, that increases the uptake of heavy metals, that lowers IQ, that alters your will, if you will, weakens your will, so many things that it does, all in the name of so-called reducing tooth decay, which can be done just by having a good, healthy diet with a broad spectrum of minerals in that diet, much less normal oral dental care, with or without fluoride, preferably without it, because fluoride is a neurotoxin.
Well, yeah, and one of the things that we don't see, Robert, in this study is what are all the other factors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all we see is that they're saying, okay, this is like an epidemiological study, and the only thing different is we just stopped the fluoride and they got cavities. We don't know what else was different. We don't know if all the other factors remained constant. We don't know what this study says. This is like the Cliff Notes of the study, and it's clearly written by somebody that hates anybody that questions fluoride. So, you know, the author of the article, I can see, you know, conspiracy theorists in here. We've debunked that claim. We've debunked that. So this is clearly written by somebody that's prejudiced. I'd like to see what the study actually said and what the different parameters were within the study. Because if you remember, like back in 1953 with the California report, there was a report to determine if there was to determine the efficacy of vitamin B17 or Laetrile to kill cancer cells. And the doctors studied it, and they determined that it was effective at killing cancer cells, but this one-page summary of the study said that they had found that it was not effective. And nobody bothered to read the actual study. They went by the actual one-page summary, and so it was well known after that by whoever wrote the summary or by people that read the summary that the Laetril was not an effective cancer cure, that it was quackery. But the reality is the study proved exactly the opposite. But nobody bothered to read the study. They just read the summary.
Yeah, and a comment here by this group, and this is clearly a very heavily biased for fluoride article and study. They said that multiple studies in the past have shown an increase in dental health being needed in lower-income populations in the United States. Now, what does that tell you? What do we know about lower-income populations? They typically eat cheaper food, refined food, processed food, heavily government-subsidized food with lots of corn syrup, things that would increase decay, increase the dental decay that they're talking about preventing with a toxic metal, if you will, or halide in this case. So to me, this is kind of, as you said, they say, well, this has been citing the health risk of fluoride. That's perpetrating a conspiracy theory. No, the peer-reviewed journals are very clear on the toxicity of fluoride. If you don't acknowledge that, then you are a conspiratorial dunderhead.
Absolutely. The research is there. Definitely there. So I guess you are a dunderhead.
All
right. I'm not in that category, though.
No, we're good. We're good to go. We got one more segment going outside the box with Ty Bollinger. TMB and RSB together again. Super D also there. We are going to talk about, well, guns and wood pulp Parmesan. Good. Get ready to get your toothpick out. What will it be made of?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Years ago, a little town in North Georgia called Kennesaw mandated private ownership of firearms if you lived there. And crime plummeted in that city. Kennesaw, named after, I think, Kennesaw Mountain Landis. And it's very interesting. Back in Georgia again, now in Griffin, a local business there with several offices in Georgia, is now requiring this guy, very interesting, Lance Toland Associates, he said, if you come to work for me, you have to get a concealed carry license to work here. And it's not a firearms company. It's nothing like that. They got offices. And guess what? Once they get their firearms license, their concealed carry, he gives them a five-shot 410, something called the judge.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. He's, you know, the reality is he's got a lot of women employees that he's concerned with their safety, and he doesn't want his business to ever be targeted. So you got everybody that's packing there, especially with a 410 judge. What's that? That is, it's a revolver, but it shoots a 45 round, but it also shoots a 410 shell. So you can use it as a you can shoot a slug with it, or you can spray a shotgun shot with it if you're out like on a ranch or something and you want to carry something that could get at a snake and you want to spread it, you can shoot a shell with it. So it shoots both, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, or if you're in the dangerous streets of Atlanta, wherever you are, to protect yourself. And so he says he requires them to go through training, and then when they go through it, he gives them that as a gift. And the only thing I disagree with, and it's subtle, but it's important, that I don't believe we should have to ask the government for permission to conceal carry. The right to keep and bear arms is a fundamental right endowed to us by our Creator, not government. So to ask for a license or permission is to subjugate yourself improperly. My opinion, I know. PMB, you don't disagree, I know.
No, I agree. I agree completely. You're right. But, you know, it's a step in the right direction.
It is.
I agree that this is a God-given right. The government does not give us this right.
Yeah.
But it's a step in the right direction. And so I guarantee you, that if there's somebody out there that's wondering what business they're going to target, it ain't going to be this one.
Yep. Now, there ought to be a license for making Parmesan cheese with cheese. Yes, because now they've been busted. What are they putting in it?
Well, you know, there's several big box stores that that carry food items, and one of them has been caught spiking the Parmesan cheese with wood pulp filler. I think up to 10% wood pulp is what I saw, which is crazy, isn't it? The Parmesan cheese might contain wood pulp. I mean, I guess they're really trying to pinch pennies, right? They're going to give you 9/10 cheese, and then one-tenth wood pulp. Mix them all together, and it tastes really, really good on pizza.
Why don't they just put some Metamucil in it if you need some insoluble fiber?
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
No, I know. This is wild. Federal regulators evidently have been caught with their cheese pants down or something, because they're now cracking down on Parmesan cheese products that contains these wood pulp, because I don't know that that was part of the design, even though they allow talc as a filler in sodium chloride, we talked about briefly moments ago. But cellulose is often used in grated cheese products to keep it from clumping. As much as 4% cellulose deemed acceptable by FDA, but they're going 10% wood pulp. Man, oh man.
Wow. So, you know, I didn't even know that 4% was allowed to keep it from clumping. So even if it's in regulations, you still might have 4% wood pulp in the Parmesan cheese.
Why don't they throw in some termites?
You know, if you look real close, you probably could get underneath Mike Adams' high-powered microscope that we looked at a couple weeks ago when we were down there, and he can magnify things. I think it's 30,000 times, but you can literally get in and look at the actual wood fibers probably and distinguish them from the Parmesan cheese if you look close enough.
Right. One of the brands, Jewel Osco's Essential Everyday 100% Parmesan cheese with, I don't know, 10% wood pulp. How do they get 8.8% cellulose? So it's actually only 92%, if that. Maybe 91.2%.
It's 100% Parmesan cheese, which we're just referring to the Parmesan cheese part.
Oh, okay, that part of it.
So the
never
Parmesan
mind.
Cheese is 100% Parmesan cheese.
Never mind the rest of it. Oh, my gosh. Hey, guys and girls, get your tickets to the Cal Jam. We're going to be joining you out there in Southern California, TMB, RSB, together again. Yeah. And we're featured Saturday afternoon. I think I got to do gut health. The chiropractors need to know how to heal the gut just as much as anybody.
Cool.
So,
okay.
But we'll talk about it. We'll get a good 1-2 punch and tie some things together.
Definitely we will. Definitely.
All right, TMB. Well, always a blast to get together and go outside the box with you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Great show. Keep spreading the truth.
Yep, links to The Truth About Cancer in the show notes. You see a big banner with Ty's lovely mug on it. Check it out. Say hello from me and hello to the whole family out there, TMB. Tell them what they need to know.
Remember, the power to heal is most definitely yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.